Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp.
Today we're going to learn the halachas of Hashavas Aveda, returning lost items. This is Siman Kuf Pei Zayin 187 in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. The Torah tells us, Loi Sire Es Shorachicha Eseyon Edachim Vizalamto Mehem Hashav Teshivim Lo Achicha. You may not see the items of your brother. In the examples given in the pasuk are the ox or the lamb that are running away, and you hide yourself. You're not allowed to hide yourself away. You have to return them. And even if your brother's not close to you, you have to take it to your house. And you should wait until they find you and keep it until then. You basic questions: what is the actual Torah obligation of seeing an lost object? So one is obligated to return to care for the item and return it to its owner. This is the halacha. Is this only for Jews? The answer is yes. It says, Es shor achicha, your brother's ox. Wait a second, isn't that a little racist? The answer is no. Nobody cares about the Jews. Nobody's ever looked after or saved the Jews wholesale. No country has ever done that. They have ignored while the Jews are being killed, and they certainly don't care about their assets. They take the fire sales as they're being kicked out of the country. So if the Jews are going to look after each other because the Torah tells them so, that's great. Let the Jews look after the Jews because nobody else seems to. So don't accuse Jews of racism because the Torah tells us to look after ourselves and to return lost objects. Internally, the idea of returning a lost object, as we'll see in just a moment, is not the legal code in the vast majority of every country in the world, which means that general cultures do not mandate returning lost objects. The fact that Jews have the obligation to return to Jews is a wonderful thing. That's a step up. Does the obligation extend beyond typical lost objects? The answer is yes. Any property of your neighbor which can be saved from destruction is included in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. In fact, if you look at some of the very fascinating svarim talking about the notion of outreach, of bringing Jews back to their heritage, even that is considered part of the notion of Hashavas Aveda, is returning their souls to them, returning themselves to their heritage and their tradition. Let's go move a little further. What if the object is going to be ruined if left just as is? The halacha is a person must care for it, give it the necessary care. If it's an animal, it needs to be fed. If it's an item which needs oiling, it needs to be oiled. What if that care costs money? So the tab can be kept, and then when the owner is found, then when the owner returns to the object, they will have to pay for the interim care of the tab that it costs to care for that object. What is that halachic rule? Where a place where you're in a neighborhood where it's a majority of non-Jews and you find an object. In this case, it does not need to be returned, even if it has a sign on it. Why is this? Because you assume that the owner, even if the owner is a Jewish owner, they would probably give up hope of finding it, because in a non-Jewish society, as I mentioned just a moment ago, it is not the general rule with a law or practice for people to return lost objects. So therefore, the owner is going to say to themselves, I lost this item, I lost this money, I'm not going to see it again, and they give up hope. It reminds me, I was actually once at the Museum of Natural History. We were on the steps, and I noticed a whole bunch of dollar bills that were lying on the floor, like, you know, a few $20 bills lying on the floor, and I saw a few middle school girls who'd come from it was a school trip that day, and they were just ahead of me on the stairs on the way up, and I said, oh, girls, did you see, look, there's money, is this your money? One of them stops, eyes wider, and she runs to the owner of money and picks it up. I said, oh, that's great, whose was it? She says, I don't know, but it's free money. So the notion of returning something which is lost to somebody else who may own it, that is not really a generally cultural norm in society around us. And therefore, if you're in such a society, which is the majority of societies in the world, then the owner is probably going to give up hope of finding it. And therefore, if you find it, you may keep it in these cases, if it's a majority of that kind of environment, not a Jewish neighborhood. Is this true of all cases? The answer is no. If it's picked up before the owners even know they lost it, this is considered yush shulami dais, meaning yes, they may give up hope when they find out, but now they don't know that they lost it, so it's retroactive that they will know about this, and therefore it comes into your hands in a state of prohibition, and therefore you may not use it and keep it. So it has to be after a sufficient amount of time. What is considered the proper behavior in such cases? And of course, even in these cases, it is proper and praiseworthy to go beyond the strict halacha and to return the item to the Jew who identifies it. and this can even be enforced as well. What if the finder is poor and the owner is wealthy in the above situation? So it's a majority non-Jewish neighborhood, and the finder is a poor person. In that case, the poor person is not obligated to go beyond the letter of the law to return the item, especially when the original owner had been a rich person. If someone finds an item that appears to have been placed intentionally, so for instance, it's next to a fence, what should one do? So in that case, if it was derech hanacha, in the way that it seems to be placed intentionally, one is not allowed to even touch it. It's even doubtful whether it was, even if there's a doubt as to whether it was intentionally placed or not, one may not move it or touch it. What must one do if civil law does require the return of lost objects? And we know the halacha is dinah d'malchus ha-dinah. We follow the law of the land, even if the law of the land is beyond the letter of the law of halacha. And therefore, there'd be a religious mandate to return it as well. Is this the case anyway? So I did a little bit of research. You'll be happy to know that there are two countries in the world that this is the case. The first is Israel, and that is big, where the Israeli secular law enacted Hashavat Aveda as a statutory requirement that anyone who finds it takes possession of lost objects must notify the police, hold the item with intent to reunite it, and surrender to the police if asked. That's the law of the land in Israel. After 4 months, if unclaimed, the ownership may pass to the finder. That's the law. What a kiddush Hashem that you have a country that has enacted this law as the law. So in Israel, even if the halachic requirements of Hashavat Aveda may not be true, because legally that is the case, that is dinah d'malchus ha-dinah, and therefore one would have to return it. And you'll be happy to know that in Scotland, this is under civic government law and from 1982, any find of lost property must promptly notify the owner if known, or the property's occupier, or transfer the item to the police of Scotland. That is in Scotland. So Scotland and Israel have one thing in common. Failure to comply, and this can result in prosecution and fines. It's worthwhile noting that there are other countries, so for instance in Japan it's not legal, but it is a cultural norm. So nearly 30 million items in 2023 were handed to the police, including sums of cash, to return to the object. So culturally, it is more in line with Japan. And it's worthwhile noting that in certain states in America, so for instance, in New York State, there's an unclaimed property statute which requires finders to return lost objects above certain values, so above $20. In New York State, within 10 days as well, but it is. But failure to comply is not a civil or regulatory matter, nor is generally only a civil or regulatory matter, not a criminal offense as in the other countries. Just two last questions. Is an elderly or dignified person required to return an object which is lowly or degrading? Or lost objects? The answer is no. If it's shabby, if the person has to run in the gutters after it, they would not generally do that to catch their own items. So let's say their guinea pig runs away and it's running in the garbage dump, they would not go and get it. Therefore, they would not be obligated to do this for somebody else's as well. And finally, the Kitzur ends off in a very interesting way, which he doesn't always do, and that is, he says, if you find a lost object and you don't know what to do, what should you do? He says, ask a competent halachic authority, because there are so many complex halachas relating to this. The Kitzur, in a certain sense, tells us a little bit of the general, but he really punts and he says, it's case situation specific, and make sure to ask halachas. Just because you found it does not mean you own it, and there are responsibilities of where you find yourself and the relationships to the items you find in those places. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.